It is winter, and though it's mild this morning, it's the good thing about winter, and we could use some good temperatures, like coldness-wise, because everything dies in the winter as far as pestilence and nasty bugs and venomous snakes.
I was reading the book of Genesis from the New American Standard. I was trying a different translation this year, and it was talking about the creeping things that creep.
Yeah.
And I was like, Lord, you made a lot of creeping things that creep that I'm like, I wish Noah wouldn't have taken those on the ark.
Yeah. So. Well, there's a guy in Australia, and the police were called on him. Mark, do you have details on that?
Yeah, in suburban Perth, Australia, a passerby heard the words, "Why don't you die?" and a toddler screaming from the man's house, and they called police.
Oh, dear.
It's
seems
good
serious.
To, like, yeah.
Officers arrived to find the man wasn't intending his words toward the toddler, but he has an extreme fear of spiders, and he was trying to kill one inside his house. They don't have winters like us. They confirmed the story, and he later apologized to them for any inconvenience he may have caused. And so the police then tweeted and deleted a screenshot of the police log, ending with the statement, "No injuries cited except to spider."
And that one we can just let by with the pass.
We can let that one go. And it is Australia, so it's probably nasty and venomous.
And huge.
And huge.
Big spiders in Africa, I can tell you.
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's have some great fun, and eventually this is going to lead us down the road of sort of like Family Feud, if you will.
But okay. It's,
we're increasing our knowledge.
Yeah. So here's the deal. Have you heard that the president can tweet from time to time?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, just...
He favors the all caps.
just before Election Day in 2016, he had 12.8 million Twitter followers. That has grown by more than four times. He's got more than 56 million Twitter followers. Interestingly enough, he only follows 45 people.
That's egotistical. Okay, I mean,
now
wait.
You might think, you might be tempted to think, oh, I bet he's got the most Twitter followers, and you'd be wrong.
Okay.
Because there are people who have more than this.
There are 13 people and one social media entity that have more than the president. And so I want to play a little game with the two of you.
Okay.
I aspire to be a game show host sometime. And so... I want you, we'll go ladies first, go ahead and name me somebody who's got more Twitter followers than Donald Trump.
Okay, this...
And again, three strikes and you're out.
This might sound stupid, but Barack Obama?
Yes, there we go.
Barack Obama, okay.
Okay.
Good job,
I'm
good
shocked,
job.
Because I was really, but okay.
He's number three.
All right, number three of all.
Okay.
He's
okay.
Third overall,
so that was a good guess.
Okay, someone who has more Twitter followers than the president.
Donald Trump, yes.
Kim Kardashian.
Oh, good one.
Yes, it's Kim Kardashian West, and she has she's 12. She's 12.
Okay.
So
okay.
Good job. All right, you guys know your stuff.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
It's wild shots in the dark for me. Mm-hmm. Okay, this sounds kind of stupid, too, but Facebook. Or Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark Zuckerberg.
No.
So that's strike one.
He can't be on Twitter. I will say, T-Swizz, Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift.
There we go.
She's fifth.
We haven't found number one yet, but
So I'm trying to think. Like I gave my two answers that I actually thought. Brett Favre?
Brett Favre. Oh. Yeah. I don't know where Brett is on Twitter.
I'll go with the Biebs. Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber.
Caleb.
Yes, sir.
You're good.
He is number two.
Okay.
He's number two.
Wow. Okay. Right. So someone has.
So we
more
haven't
than
found
Justin
number one
Bieber.
Yet.
We have not. No.
The royalty Kensington people, like Kensington Palace, you know?
I'm sorry.
Everyone loves the royals, though.
Yes, but Ariana Grande up on that list, too.
Ariana Grande.
Okay, Caleb.
She's 11.
Won.
Yeah.
Is she? Oh, I thought you meant she
I
was
11. I Caleb on a game show.
Right. All right, so tell us who's number one. Who has the most Twitter
Caleb
followers?
Caleb obviously won.
Should we go from 14 to 1 or do you just want to know?
Yes, 14 to 1.
All right.
Yeah.
Selena Gomez is 14th. Okay. Demi Lovato is 13th. Again, you had Kim Kardashian 12th. Ariana Grande 11th. Justin Timberlake is 10th. YouTube is 9th.
YouTube.
Sure.
Cristiano Ronaldo 8th. Ellen DeGeneres 7th. Lady Gaga 6th. Then Taylor Swift 5th. Rihanna. Is fourth, Barack Obama, Justin Bieber, and number one is Katy Perry.
Missed that.
I was really proud of the Barack Obama. Okay, I'm going to cling to that.
Yeah, you might as well. You got number three right away.
There you go.
I think it's funny that he has more followers than Trump. I'm just saying.
There we go.
When you have pets, you understand that pets can be expensive. And I think a lot of us look for ways to
He's
save.
He's got a big dog.
He has a big dog. You have a couple of ferrets.
73 pounds now.
Nice. Your ferrets.
Two ferrets, a dog. Plans to get another dog.
Yeah, we've got, you know, two cats, a guinea pig, a hamster, some fish.
A menagerie.
Yeah. So, you know, you try to save a couple bucks where you can on caring for these pets. Well, one gentleman decided he was going to order some crickets because they had gotten a pet bearded dragon. Okay. Well, what ensues, he shared on, I believe it was a Twitter that he was tweeting about this. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is what this man shares. So a shipment of crickets for the lizard arrived via FedEx today. It was my first time ordering bulk crickets off the internet, and I naively assumed that they would be in like a bag or some other contraption to facilitate easy transfer to another container. They were not.
Okay.
Yeah. And so it begins. They were in a cardboard box, and I cut the tape and opened the box, and surprise, crickets everywhere. It was the middle of the workday, and I didn't have time to deal with the cricket logistics, so I put tape back on the box.
Wow.
I then put the box in the upstairs bathroom, the only semi-contained place in the house where I knew the kids and the cats and the dogs wouldn't be able to get the box and tear it open and unleash 250 hungry crickets into our warm, semi-humid environment. Mm. 250 crickets.
Wow, what a nightmare.
After 20 minutes, about 20 minutes later, I'm back at work at my computer and I hear my wife in the kitchen. Where are all these crickets coming from? I freely admit that I had
Amazon.
Not kept her fully up to date on my cricket purchasing plans. At first, I was like, okay, maybe one or two got out initially. No biggie. I kept working. Yeah. With the benefit of hindsight, this was a mistake. I'm trying to wrap up a story, but I keep hearing the cricket-related exclamations coming from the kitchen. Eventually, I get up to investigate. I say, so, the crickets, they got here today. I realize that, she says. Why are they all over the kitchen? So, I say, that's a good question. Let me check something. I walk over to the bathroom. I open the door. There are crickets everywhere. Crickets on the floor, crickets on the walls, crickets on the sink, crickets in the toilet. For some reason, my first instinct is to flush the toilet, as if that will do anything to solve the problems of crickets in all the other places. There were not in the toilet. I shut the door. Don't come in here. I try to sound cheerful. Apparently, I had not sealed the box shut well enough as I should have. I ended up rushing out to the shed in 18 inches of snow and below zero temperatures to pick up a spare aquarium we had. I spent about 45 minutes collecting crickets from the bathroom. Of course, at this point, many had migrated elsewhere. They were in the closet in shoes, making their way downstairs to the playroom. The cats were having what I can only imagine was the greatest day of their lives.
Just be careful what you buy online.
Oops.
You know, they send them like stress-free packaging. I'm not sure.
I can't believe they were just loose in the box. I would expect a bag.
Sorry, dear, right? Well, Caleb and Hillary, I don't know about you guys. I know one of my favorite actresses is Sandra Bullock. She is just really good.
She's good.
And she's in a new movie that came out on Netflix here just recently that's creating quite a stir in a couple of different ways. One is people are debating, like, really? 45 million people saw this and constituting, what does it mean that 45 million people, right?
Right.
And then there's kind of that pressure. It's like, I haven't seen it yet. And then you start making excuses. I've been meaning to. Mm-hmm. I mean, but I just got so busy.
Okay, I'm so behind the time. I don't even have Netflix, okay? I live in a hole. Mm. I don't have
Netflix.
No,
there's nothing wrong with that. You save time. You actually live your life.
Absolutely. Yeah. Read more books. But Netflix itself now is warning people about what's risen up as called the new Bird Box Challenge. Now, what is this exactly? Well, the movie is about a world where people are forced to wear blindfolds to avoid an evil entity that causes people to commit suicide. And people are now sharing videos online of themselves walking around trying to carry out everyday tasks while blindfolded.
Mm-hmm.
Well, needless to say, Netflix wrote on Twitter yesterday, it's not sure how the challenge got started, and they don't want people to wind up in the hospital.
As in, please don't sue us.
Yes.
We're raking in the money from this movie right now. Please don't sue us.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
be smart, people.
Well, it's, I mean, these challenges rise up and they can catch on.
They
do. Not. And this one apparently is. And
it's weird to me, though. Like, what... what makes something catch on versus not catch on? It's like
it's a little bit challenging.
Well, it's like the water bottle challenge. You know, like some of them are harmless. It's like see if you can flip a half full water bottle
some
to land
them,
properly.
Not as much.
Yeah.
Like the cinnamon challenges and things that were
some
going
on. Some of those things.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn Radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.